This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, Elizabeth here. Wanted to just say a quick word before we dive into today's episode about what you'll hear in the episode. So Susie and I recorded this episode. You'll meet Susie at the start of the show. We had recorded this episode a couple of months ago as I was getting ahead in podcasts prior to having my baby. And in today's episode, you're going to hear us talk about our plans for Primal Potential for the year. And those plans have changed. They've changed because of COVID. They've changed because we lost our daughter. But we decided to leave this episode in because a lot of it remains unchanged and a lot of it is around our thought process of who we are and how we want to serve, which very much holds true. Just keep in mind that obviously some of this stuff no longer applies. We talked about certain things around motherhood and mindset, which maybe in the future. But we wanted to keep this episode, and what Susie and I will do in a few weeks is record another episode with how COVID has changed our plans for Primal Potential and where we've pivoted, how it's impacted the business, how we want to serve a little differently as a result of what's happening economically, as a result of what is happening with the health of people in the world. And also, in what ways, if any, we have made changes because of our own personal loss and losing Dagny very, very unexpectedly. So with that, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I just wanted to give that little disclaimer at the start of the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today we're going a little bit behind the scenes. A lot of you know that we've made some really exciting changes within Primal Potential going back, months and months now. And I wanted to kind of bring you into that conversation and share a little bit about what has been going on. And one of the biggest changes that we made back in December was bringing on a COO, which felt like such a big move and a big step, but also felt really necessary so that we with Primal Potential could make the impact that we want to make and grow in the ways that we want to grow. And I am so excited. I'm surprised that it has taken this long. I know this episode is airing in April, but back in December, we brought on our new COO, and I actually have her on the show with me today. And we together want to kind of take you behind the scenes and talk about some of the things we're really excited about, and just so that you can get to know us a little bit better and how we're thinking about this next year and our relationship with you. So I want to dive right into it and welcome Susie to the show.
Hey there. Hi, everybody. I am so pumped, Elizabeth, to be here, not only just to be at Primal Potential with you and the company, but to be on the podcast.
I know.
I love the podcast. I love the listeners, the more that I like hear from them and see how they're engaging and all that. So I'm here and I'm excited.
This is going to be really fun. I want to start with what you did before Primal Potential, a little bit of an overview, kind of like who you are, what you've done in your past careers, and then we'll kind of dive into the Primal Potential stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Happy to share that. So I started my career out as I went to college, first of all, for random things like many of us do. I thought I was going to be a teacher, and then I thought I was going to be a journalist, and then I have done really none of that. and so I started my career as an executive assistant for a arena events company that basically produced these huge events all around the country at arenas. And we had like US presidents and celebrities and athletes and crazy amounts of cool people on our stages. And so that meant that when I was in my early 20s, I got to travel a lot and work with really prominent leaders. And that's where my career began. And then over the years, as I worked with a lot of leaders and learned more about leadership, I had a huge problem of overwork, just diving right deep into it. And I was like on the verge of burnout from working like 60, 70 hour weeks all the time. And the pace just wasn't sustainable for my family. So then when I had children, I made a shift and I am now living in Nashville, and I have spent the better part of the last decade still working with events and rapidly scaling businesses and entrepreneurs as a director of operations for Michael Hyatt and Company. And Michael, who is still a great friend, I know you're familiar with him, Elizabeth, has a, you know, a great podcast as well. He and I were able to scale his business when I was with him for, like I said, the better part of the decade to 30 or 40 employees, and doubled revenue every year, and made the Inc. 5000 list several years in a row as a rapidly growing company. And that was really fun. And through that, I realized I love scaling businesses that are making an impact. And so I was not looking to make a change, but when we got connected, I fell in love with your message and with what you do. And I am so excited to be at, I know you've been doing this for years, but at what feels like a new chapter in the beginning of a new chapter.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So everybody has context, and a lot of people know, especially those who are on our free VIP email list. I had emailed out initially looking for a director of operations and thinking that that person might come from our Primal Potential listener base. And then I reached out to a friend of mine who now you are quite familiar with, Susie, who's a recruiter. And I said, you know, I mean, if everything is possible, because I always like to think in that way, not just like, what's an easy way to do this? Or what's the common way to do this? I always ask myself, like, what would make this easy? Or if everything were possible, what would be the best case scenario? And really, for us to be as effective as we want to be in helping people change their lives, the best case scenario would be to bring somebody on the team who's really done what we're looking to do in terms of reaching more people and ultimately getting better results, better and better every day, certainly better and better every month and every year, results for the people we work with. Let's find somebody who's already done that, who's already doing that, and then all we have to really teach that person is how Primal Potential does it, you know, like our style and our programs and who we serve and all of that. And so you just happened to be on that short list. I didn't know you, but Michael Hyatt and what he has done, as well as Tony Robbins and what he has done. And I remember our first conversation, you said, you know, I really wasn't looking to make a change, but I spent some time looking at your site, and I spent some time listening to your podcast. And was there anything, I'd love to know from you, like, what was the thing that made you say, this is worth leaving a really good situation for? Because Primal before you was largely just like in the back end, a one-woman show.
Yeah. So to be honest, when I first looked at the content and all of that, I knew that the mission was strong. And I was like, what she is trying to create in the world is amazing. And then I kind of looked, because I like to see, what do the people who are following you say? So I, if you know, stalked you on Instagram and Facebook a little bit, confession. And I, you know, kind of stalked the podcast reviews and the book reviews. And I just thought, okay, these customers are experiencing transformation. So I was really inspired by that, but it wasn't until we had our conversation, our first conversation, that I was like, okay, I'm all in. And one of the things that we talked about in that conversation was you were talking about taking action now. And I can't even tell you how to describe how much that connected with me. I mean, in a world where there are a million podcasts that you can listen to and a million books that you can read and a million online courses that you can take, and we have so much information like in the palm of our hand, literally on our phones, that we can look up, I was just highly motivated and felt personally impacted by this concept of like making daily choices right now and not waiting till tomorrow and not being influenced by the past, but acting in this moment to create change in your life. And I thought, nobody is talking about that. And certainly if they are, they're not talking about it enough. And I was just really impacted by that. And one more other thing is that I remember feeling like, okay, Elizabeth has had this health journey that is absolutely inspiring. And I have made it transformations in my own health, but I still am working on that, right? Like I still have a place to go. And I remember saying, am I qualified to be her COO if I haven't lost all the weight that I hope to lose, or if I don't look a certain way or follow a certain diet? And I think that might resonate with some of our listeners, because they may come to you actually thinking of that because they know your story, and you receive so much more once you're here. And so in my first conversation with you, I remember I said that and you were like, oh, hell no. Can I say that on the podcast?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You were just like, no, I don't care what my staff weighs or what they look like. I care about them achieving their goals and doing stuff that's sustainable in their life and making it happen. And so I've already experienced more change in my own life since coming on board, and know that I'll continue to do that. But just this concept of like acting now, making it happen, and this no shame approach that you have to it was just super inspiring.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up. And I remember that because I feel so strongly that where we are now doesn't disqualify us or make us less qualified for absolutely anything, because we're all at the same moment, which is this blank slate of possibility. You know, and there's not a tiered approach to life or career or money or opportunity. We are all in the same exact place in that none of us have reached our potential, and we all are just in a blank slate moment. And I love that connected with you and your heart, and I felt that right away as well. And when you got on board, we spent many hours talking about what Primal Potential is and who we want to serve and how we want to serve. And I know there's a lot of people who come to Primal Potential initially thinking that it's about food and weight. And admittedly, it was much more so years ago. But over time, what I've really found from working with my clients is that it's so much deeper than that. And it's so much broader than that. And when we develop this broader skill set of tools that allow us to really let go of the way things have been and let go of our fears and our doubts and our past patterns and just be open to all that is possible in a blank slate that is before all of us, that's what it's really about. And it's been really energizing to take that clarity and turn it into a greater conversation about what we want to do with Primal Potential. And we've come up with some really great ideas, because fundamentally, we want to reach and serve anybody who has a desire for change in their life. And we fundamentally believe that it doesn't matter at all if that change you want to make is your mindset, or that change you want to make is your body composition or your health or your finances or your relationship or your career. Because when we develop this small set of tools, we then are better equipped for all of those goals. And we've really, I think, come up with some big ways to serve our listeners. And I want to allow you to talk about that. But before you came on board, obviously we had the podcast, which we've had for years, and it's a passion of mine and one of many ways that we serve for free. And we've had our 12 weeks to transformation. We have had our Breaking Barriers course and our Nutrition Fundamentals course, but now we're doing so much more. And before I have you share, you know, some of the exciting things that either we've just recently rolled out as of when this airs or are coming soon, I have to tell you kind of a funny story about Breaking Barriers. So when you first came on board and you were like, I see that you have this Breaking Barriers course and everybody raves about it, but I've also never heard you talk about it. Like, I've never seen a blog post or a podcast or a Facebook post about Breaking Barriers. And honestly, it had just kind of been sitting there for so long as something that predates the 12 weeks to transformation. When we were doing our special sale back in January on Nutrition Fundamentals and Breaking Barriers, I had Chris, my partner, going through the modules one day, and I kept walking through the room because at that point I was nearly 9 months pregnant and I must have gone through to the bathroom like 20 times in a matter of 3 or 4 hours. And I kept hearing the audio from Breaking Barriers that I hadn't listened to in many, many months. And I literally went to my calendar and put in there to go back through that course because I was like, that's really good. Like I need that in my life again. And I really have to say thank you for bringing that one back to life because I will never forget. That was the first course that I created maybe a year and a half into business or so. And I put so much time and so much effort into it. I remember telling somebody when I finished, like, I've never been more proud of anything that I've done than that course. So I'm really, really grateful genuinely that you brought that one back to life. But let's talk about some new stuff because you have been a real idea engine when it comes to merging how we want to serve people and the most unique or the most effective ways that we can do that. And I know one of the things that you really caught a hold of early on was the daily coaching audios that have always just been a part of the 12 weeks to transformation. So talk to me a little bit about that one first, like what you see in that, what you love about that, and how we think we can use that in a new way to help people really take their lives and their potential to the next level.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I love all that you said about Breaking Barriers and have been going through that myself and have just been so inspired. So I'm so glad to have contributed to that. But yeah, Sarah, who's another member of our team, when I first started, was like, hey, I'm going to set you up so that you receive text messages from Elizabeth. They're part of our 12 weeks to transformation, and you'll get them every morning. And that way you can just kind of start getting introduced to that program. And so the next morning I get a text message and I open this audio file and I don't even remember what you said, but I just remember being like, yes, girl, like whatever you just said was so powerful. And every single day that I've gotten them since then, it has been like a launch pad for my day. I get them in the morning and it's just so motivational, so inspiring. It keeps me so focused. And it's quick and it's easy. So it's literally like less than 2 minutes and it's an audio file. So I just click on in the text message and then there's your voice speaking to me. And literally while I make my coffee, I'm getting coached. And I just remember thinking, oh my goodness, like this is a game changer for us. And we have got to get this to more people. And so I love that it's part of the 12 weeks of transformation, but we have spent time cooking up a product that is going to be available to everyone and not just people who are in the 12 weeks of transformation. The people who are in the 12 weeks will get a more in-depth version of it, but I'm excited to bring this to everyone. And so you'll be hearing about it around the time that this episode airs.
Yeah. I, even though I record these daily coaching audios, I also get them every morning and I listen to them every morning. And it goes back to one of the real tenets for change, which is awareness. And I think we can all relate to kind of being pulled in a million different directions. And sometimes when that alarm goes off in the morning, it is an immediate thought of like, where do I need to be? Who needs to be up? What needs to be done? Go, 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 go. And then 12, 15, 18 hours later, we're settling back in at home and we're like, this day got away from me. And I had all of these intentions, whether it was to eat well, or it was to make time to read, or to meditate, or to get to the gym. And I didn't do any of it because not that I didn't care, not that I don't want to, I just genuinely didn't think about it because I was so busy managing my day. And one of the ways that we really want to equip people to create change is just helping them anchor their attention to their goals. That can be the difference maker. Imagine this, right? If you had your coach, your performance coach, call you every morning and be like, okay, Susie, what are you going to do today to win the day? Like, what's your strategy? You know, why is this important to you? Where are you trying to be by the end of the week? Even if it was a 5-minute conversation, like, don't you think that would be so helpful?
It would be a game changer. I remember one of the ones I got this week from you was asking the question, this would be easy if. Mm-hmm. What are you kind of like facing in your life right now that feels like a challenge and that feels too big? And you, in that coaching audio, were like, what if you answered this question? This would be easy if. And I just remember I started doing that all week. I just started saying like, okay, this is hard, but it would be easy if. And it was so much faster to find solutions. I mean, there was no anxiety. And it was just such a practical small tip that came to me in a text message at the start of my day to help me get so focused. And so, yeah, that idea of performance coaching, or, you know, coaching can cost a lot of money. You can have to invest a lot in it, and it's worth it. I believe in coaching. But this is a whole new level of just something quick and that can happen right in the middle of your busy life that can just keep you so engaged and anchored. I love the word that you said there, anchored. I think that's so true.
Well, it's funny that you say that. Just, I think yesterday or the day before, one of my friends in the Master's Club sent me a text message and said, oh my gosh, this morning's daily coaching audio, I have to remember it every single day. And it was one that was about how would you expect this solution to go if you had hired somebody to do it for you? So if you have a problem asking yourself, what would it look like if I hired somebody to solve this problem, right? Even if that's as simple as like eating healthy, right? Like if I hired somebody, I would expect that there would be healthy options in the fridge at all times. Well, am I living up to the standard that I would set for somebody else, or am I falling short? And I think about that too when little things, trying to stay organized with my finances, for example. Well, if I hired somebody, then I would expect that at least at the end of every week, there would be some kind of like organization, summary, synthesis, whatever. Well, am I living that way? Am I implementing that solution? Or do I have a higher standard for some imaginary outsourced person than I do for myself? And that just really, really helps me.
Yeah. And well, I've hired and had the privilege to hire and manage a lot of people in a lot of different positions throughout my career as I've helped kind of grow companies. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be doing that here in the future as well. But so I'm a huge proponent of like delegating and outsourcing, and especially for leaders, not holding everything. And so if it's in your budget to hire someone to help you with your meal prep or help you keep your house clean or help you run your finances at work or at home, I'm all for that. But what I will say is one of the biggest mistakes people make in outsourcing and hiring is not stopping and doing the work themselves first, even if it's for only a couple of weeks, because then as a leader, you're disconnected from what the solution needs to be. So I just love that step of just asking yourself, if I hired this out, what would it look like? And then doing it yourself, right? Because you can hire someone to put healthy snacks in the fridge, but you can also be doing that yourself in the meantime. And you may find if you start doing it yourself that you don't ever need to outsource or delegate. And so it's very motivational, but it just puts you in tune with the solution, even if you decide to delegate it later. So I just love that approach. And I think some of the advice that you're giving on all these kind of things in these audios is so practical, which a lot of resources that are out there today are not. They're very theoretical or philosophical. And I just love how it's inspiring and motivational, but also like ask this question and it gets results. It's practical, which I love.
Yeah, it's something you can do every day. And it goes back to what you said in terms of like what helped things click for you in being open to this opportunity with Primal, that it's anybody can talk about, let me teach you something. You're going to feel smarter after listening to this or reading this. I'm going to inform you and I'm going to educate you. That's pretty easy. But it's an entirely different level of impact to say, I want you to bring this into practice. I want you to take this step, because I don't give a hoot if we are making people more educated here or not. I really don't. What I want to make sure we are always doing is helping people create results in a way that they trust themselves to keep it up, which is a totally different thing.
I love that. You have even said to me once in a while, Elizabeth, that like, you don't care if we work ourselves out of a job with our clients, you know? And I love that, because it's like a lot of organizations want to create this weird kind of codependency. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I'm here to add value forever and ever, add value. And I hope that every single person that is listening to us, that is purchasing our resources, going through our materials, is just coming to a place of more self-trust where they yes. can do it for themselves. And I love that. And it just gets me so excited.
Yeah, I feel very, very strongly that the dependence that so many podcasts or books or programs create, where I'll tell you exactly what to do and then you go do it and then everything's fine, you just need to keep coming to me when you have a problem, I think that is a big part of the reason that so many people feel confused or unsure or lost, or I don't know who to listen to and I don't know what approach to take. And I always think that if we err on the side of, well, gosh, if we do such a great job with this, then they won't need that next thing that we do. Perfect. Wonderful. Somebody will. But if we are setting people free in every interaction that they have with us, great, perfect, mission accomplished. And one of the other things that we have talked about at length is how we want to make people feel. And I remember throwing an idea out to you, and I think your initial response was something along the lines of like, I love that so much, but I'm afraid that, you know, somebody might say, well, I got this from the Primal Potential team, but somebody else didn't. And my sense is to treat everybody the way you wish you could treat everybody. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is, even though I can't get on the phone with every single person, if I can get on the phone with a person, I am going to do that no matter what. And we've really talked a lot about how we can make our clients feel special. And I think you have a lot of experience here, not only having developed a lot of programs, but also having participated as a student, or, you know, just a member going through a lot of these things, that 99% of what you will find out there in terms of programs and courses, it is just plug and play, meaning you make the purchase and the program runs, and there's not an individual outreach, an individual component. And we have spent a lot of time and a lot of money making sure that the people we work with feel individually cared for. Because at the end of the day, I believe that if we treat people the way we want to be treated, then we will be successful, even if it costs more money. And I believe that at Primal Potential, it's not that you're here to help us grow. You are listeners, you are clients. We are here to help you grow. And I just wanted to kind of hear your thoughts and even some ideas and some things that we have talked about on how we want to make sure that we are really taking care of people who come into the Primal Potential family.
Yeah, well, that has been my favorite part, probably, of what we've been doing so far. And one of the things that I just love about your heart for the people that you're reaching is, well, first of all, everything you just said about us being here for them to grow, for those of you guys who are listening to grow, and not for you to grow us as a business. And I just kind of love that you're investing in the world in that sense. But having been through all of these programs that I've been through over the years, it's kind of like you go through high school, you know, and you graduate with this education and you have no idea how to not get in debt or balance like a checkbook or pay a bill or, you know, figure out what car insurance looks like or things like that. Like, it's so easy to leave educated and have no idea how to act and make a difference. And so I really believe that the set of tools that you are providing in any of our products, and whether they're free or paid, that you're putting out into the world is applicable to create action and transformation in so many areas of our lives. And I know a lot of people come to you for weight loss, but they're also here for trying to figure out their finances. They're also here for trying to figure out how to improve their most important relationships and how to improve their work-life balance and how to start a business or pursue a dream. And to be honest, if anybody's, you know, like me, I care about all of those areas very deeply, you know, and I'm always trying to improve in all those areas in my body, but as well as in my relationships and my finances and my bringing my best self to work. And so I just love that the tools that you create are applicable for creating transformation and taking action, not just learning, but taking tools and making stuff happen in all of those areas. And so as we've talked about, what do we do with these tools and all of the stuff that we're providing to create transformation, we've asked ourselves, what do our customers, what do our listeners, what do they want? What do they need? What are they facing? And how can we serve them? How can we add value? How can we take care of them? And a lot of businesses, I've seen this, you know, over the years chronically, when they're talking about customer service, it's all about how do we automate? How do we make it scalable? How do we spend the least amount of money to serve as many people as possible, as quickly as possible? And it's almost like a cattle herd, right? It just kind of feels icky. And so that's not been your story here at all. And I'm so thrilled to get behind that and support that. It's very intentional. It's just everybody that interacts with us, we just have this really high bar of service that we want to set. And so I'm pumped about that. And I don't know, do you want me to share a little bit about some of the things we're creating from those conversations?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we are talking, we're still kind of naming things and figuring out the launch process. But as we've just talked about what you guys, our listeners, want and are needing, we've talked about creating some new special things just for the Masters Club, who are your people, Elizabeth, who have been through the 12 weeks of transformation, usually a couple times, and have been with you for years, most of them. And so we're excited to create some offerings that are just special for them, to help them just continue to be on a journey with us and take things to the next level, and even for them to serve some of our other customers. So that's super exciting. And then we've talked about, there's this group of people who are not quite ready to jump into the 12 weeks of transformation, though they're hoping to, they're on our wait list, they're hanging out and trying to get ready. And until they're ready, we've actually been saying, you know, what could we do that would be more accessible for them? So in addition to making kind of the daily coaching audios into something that we'll be releasing around the time that this podcast released, we're talking about giving people access to a small portion of the 12 weeks of transformation. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So there's so many components to the 12 weeks to transformation. And to go back to what you said about the Masters Club and these people who have been in the Primal Potential family for years and have been through three or more rounds of the 12 weeks to transformation, really empowering them to be a part of relationship building and support for our 12 weeks to transformation clients, which is going to be amazing. Yeah. But also for people like Susie said, who aren't yet ready to move into the 12 weeks to transformation or are still saving up the money to do that, whether it is giving them access to some of our daily coaching audios so they can get that sort of short burst of coaching in the morning, or also allowing them to experience our weekly coaching calls. So even if they're not able to take advantage of the weekly challenges and our private Facebook group and all of the other things that make up the 12 weeks to transformation, we do coaching with those clients every single week, and we can make that coaching available to people who aren't yet available for or ready for the 12 weeks to transformation. And then also making our identity journal a lot more robust so that it is a tool. Right now, the way that it's been is it is a tool specific to the 12 weeks to transformation. And that's why it's been exclusive to the 12 weeks to transformation, but it has been such a game changer for people. How can we make it available at scale, which is so, so exciting. And I honestly am so excited about so many things that we're doing, including as we go into 2021, looking to empower people as coaches and mentors and giving them training on mindset and on transformation, and having that be an opportunity within Primal Potential. Gosh, there's so many things I'm excited about. I'd love to ask you, Susie, before we wrap up, what are you most excited about as we go into the rest of this year?
Yeah. Okay. So I have three things. One, you are having a baby. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is not like our greatest business objective or what we're going to do to serve our clients best, but I am really passionate about moms who are leaders being able to be fully present when their babies come on the scene. And so I just am so, I feel honored to be here and to help you run Primal Potential and to help our customers still be well cared for while you engage in this new season of mommyhood. And I'm so excited also to just kind of see what you are able to teach people and take your kind of learning and these actionable tools that you provide to everyone to the next level and how your journey of motherhood influences that. So that's probably actually the first thing. And there, let's be honest, there's going to be a cute baby on the scene. And so I love babies and I'm super excited. So that's my first thing. Second is I'm really, really intrigued by the daily coaching audios and what we're going to be doing with that, because I think it's not a resource that is out there and readily available or being provided by anybody that I know right now. And just listening to those for a few days when I first started on my first week, I experienced transformation in my life. I was able to execute, increase my productivity, stay focused on my goals, make progress in a way that I hadn't in a long time. And so I'm really pumped to get those out and get those into the hands and ears of our customers. And just to create such a quick win in your day, like less than 2 minutes towards progress. I mean, that's huge. And so I'm excited for that. My third thing is we've recently, back in January, I had only been here for a little while, we celebrated the 1 year anniversary of the Chasing Cupcakes book release. And we did a special for that where you could get an autographed copy and, for the first time ever, a copy of the Identity Journal, which has only been available in the 12 weeks of transformation. And let me tell you, those things sold like hotcakes. I mean, everybody was like ready to grab one. We sold out so fast. And so we heard you guys, and we heard that you want that. And so we're going to be doing some things to make a workbook, hopefully, to go along with Chasing Cupcakes that will be available, and to get that Identity Journal into more people's hands. And so just using the journal myself, it's an incredible tool, and it's a daily quick thing that you can do to make exponential progress towards what you're trying to achieve. And so I'm really excited about those three things and getting them out into the universe.
I love that. I'll piggyback on your three and share three of my own. And I think the first one is I'm really excited to get all of your feedback on this episode. So I would love for everybody listening, if there is something that is on your heart, something that you're like, oh my gosh, if Primal Potential did this, that would help me so much. Or going back to the question Susie brought up earlier, like, it would be easier for me if. And I'm excited for you guys to share those answers with us. You can share them over in our Facebook group. You can share them on the show notes. But I know I am going to be really eager, as I'm sure Susie is too, to hear that feedback so that we can continue to adjust and evolve to be a huge asset for every single one of you, regardless of what your goals are. So that is the biggest thing. The second one, I am excited to share the tactical, practical, and also the mindset tips that I begin to practice as I am both full-time businesswoman and full-time mom. And I'm excited. I know a lot of people, you know, have questioned, and we've talked about this a bit on the show in the past couple months, you know, well, what is it going to look like for your self-care once you're wrangling an infant, and what's it going to look like for your mindset? And I plan to continue to be extremely transparent about all of that. And I know that that's going to be just a wonderful addition to Primal Potential. And then the last thing is one that we haven't mentioned before, but going into 2021, we are looking at doing a small and very exclusive mastermind family within Primal Potential. And just having experienced what I have in my business mastermind over the last couple years, I have a very high level of enthusiasm and anticipation for bringing in a very, very small group of people and being deeply and intensely invested in their daily process. And while that's many months away, I am like crazy excited about that.
Yes, that's going to be amazing. I would have signed up for that like in a heartbeat.
Right.
I'm looking forward to being right there when we do it. So.
And I'm really genuinely pumped to have Susie on the team and to be able to have a true partner in developing Primal Potential and every component of it to be exactly what we want it to be for our listeners and our customers and our clients. So I'll just wrap this up by saying, Susie, we are so grateful to have your enthusiasm and your experience and your commitment, and every single person who interacts with Primal Potential is going to have a better experience because you're a part of this team.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. And it is really my pleasure. It has been so fun to get going. I'm so excited for what's ahead. You have been wonderful to work with, Elizabeth. And the customers that you have, like your tribe, I mean, they are incredible people. And so I'm around, guys. I'm in all of our Facebook groups. I'm watching social media. You can email me. I'm around. So if you guys want to connect, I'm looking forward to that. I'll be at our Ascend event to meet everybody. And I'm just super excited to be here, and thank you for the warm welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and make sure to let us know what it is that we can do to make your journey to your highest potential, to your best self, better and easier. Everybody have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.